This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The old slogan from the old TV show. Hi, this is a new radio program. Well, it's not a new radio program, it's a new day and a new hour, a new time for discussion of the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that are important. First check for many of you as to what may be happening that affects you. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all along for us to focus on making the world sort of spin the right way, if you will. A lot of us sometimes take the wrong direction, and we think we're too committed, we can't. Yeah, you can always turn back. A step backward after making the wrong turn is a step in the right direction. So no matter whether you, sometimes we make mistakes, it hurts our ego, that kind of stuff. Maybe invested some money in something. But if you know you made a mistake, admit it, and swallow hard, turn back, and let's go to the new direction. Jennifer, what direction are you taking us in?
Well, to the world of speculation in politics, and that is a lot of people are waiting for Joe Biden to make his announcement to jump into the 2020 race. The story broke a couple of days ago that the reason Joe may have been waiting so long is because he wanted to make sure that he had money in kind of all lined up so that he could spark the headline about being the biggest fundraiser. Remember, all of these Democrats that have jumped in, they're really closely monitored in their first 24 hours to see what the excitement factor is and how much money they've been able to raise. And first it was Kamala Harris who made so much money, and then Bernie Sanders, when he jumped in, topped her, and then Beto O'Rourke topped Bernie. And so Joe Biden figures he's got the most to lose here. He wants to have a lot of donors lined up for that very first day of his announcement. The news story is that his advisors are actually talking about packaging him with someone already. So he would have his vice presidential choice already out there when he jumps into the race. That's not usual, but it's something that he could try so that people, I guess, know what they're getting with his ticket. His choice, however, I think could be controversial. His choice is apparently Stacey Abrams, who is the former candidate for governor in the state of Georgia. She's seen as kind of a rising star for the party. She was given the position to respond to President Trump's State of the Union in January, and that seems to be who he is looking closest at this point. No doubt there's a lot of pressure on him from the Democratic Party because he is an older white guy, that he should probably pick somebody with some diversity or that brings some diversity to his ticket. And I guess maybe he thinks Stacey Abrams will fit the bill. So she seems to be the hottest contender if he goes in that direction.
Right, so let's pair together. Let's work through this then and think what we think about it. I wasn't impressed with her speech, and I don't know enough about her. There's a chance that that's a tricky political move, whether she has the stars and stripes to make it if she were to be the president. And that's what people are going to look at because he's old. And people say, he's going to kick off during his presidency. So is this person that he's talking about, this lady, capable? I think she needs a lot more vetting. I don't know enough about her to make a judgment one way or another. I wasn't impressed with her speech, but that was, give her, it was one time, it was the first time I ever saw her or heard about her. So I don't know that that's fair. But I don't know, does anybody know a lot more about her than that?
I don't know much about her. All I know is that she had Oprah and Tyler Perry really campaigning door to door for her in that election in Georgia. That's pretty much the extent.
The guy who won in Georgia is a crook, and he stuffed the ballot box. That was pretty obvious. But that doesn't mean that he isn't the best choice and that she wasn't the best choice. He's just slippery. So from that, where do you go? Qualifications, how do you kind of work your way through qualification? What is it that makes somebody qualified? Trump didn't have any political experience, and
a lot of people thought and think still he's qualified. Whether he is or he isn't, I guess, is up to the individual. It's just, so I guess I'm wondering what you all think about that as an idea.
I don't know yet.
I understand why he's doing it. I think it's, you know, I hate the fact that we have to check boxes because I think there are far better candidates. But because he's looking for someone who's African-American and a woman, then you're limiting your field. And I think that in itself is insulting to women because there are plenty of good female candidates. I'm sure that he could probably look at. There are plenty of good African-American males he could look at. But we have to check all the boxes. And so it's too bad. That being said, I know what Victoria knows. I know that she has some clout when it comes to some big players in Hollywood. However, I don't know that she would get the same support with the people that are already in the race because Oprah has also given a lot of money and care to Beto O'Rourke. So would she see that same boost of support? I'm not sure. I was not impressed with her response to the State of the Union. I thought it was a lot of fear-mongering and kind of negativity. And I think when you are president, say what you will about Trump and his style, there's always this part of, like, optimism that comes with whether you're Obama or Bush or something. And I don't know that I saw that in her. So I don't know that it's the smartest choice for him. But that doesn't necessarily mean it wouldn't present him as a front runner immediately when he jumps in because he's already declared his ticket. Essentially, he might live to hate it at the end of all of this, but it would make him look like he thinks he's the one that's going to move forward.
So who's around that would be better and safer for him that might be the same age? We don't know that much.
Well, I think that's the point. You don't want it to be the same age. It needs to be someone younger who's going to...
I'm talking about the same age as this lady.
I don't know how old she is, but I actually think...
I think early 50s.
Even though it's, you know, it doesn't check any boxes like Jen was saying, and unfortunately that does feel very true that we have all these boxes we need to check instead of really looking just at, you know, resumes. I think a ticket that I would be somewhat enthusiastic about would be Biden and Beto, but I don't know if Beto fashions himself to be ready to be
Beto's
president,
ego,
which I don't think he is.
I think he's
certifiable. I think he's a crazy person, and I would never say that about any of the other, somebody might come along, but Bernie is not my cup of tea. Clearly, he and I, our policies are very different. I don't think he's crazy. Same thing with Elizabeth Warren. Don't think she's crazy.
Kamala Harris, don't think she's crazy.
Yeah. Beto O'Rourke, what has come out over the last 24 hours about him, makes me think he's a nut. He went to New Mexico to eat regenerative dirt after he lost to Ted Cruz. He brought dirt back for his family to eat. He apparently likes to prank his wife, and he tried to get her to eat baby poop. He put poop from his kid's diaper into a bowl and told his wife it was avocado.
I've read his poetry.
Have you read his poetry?
His poetry? No. I don't have time to read Beto's poetry.
We can't read it on the air because it is that bad. And he's admitted to it and apologized for it. So
I move on.
Yeah, he used to be part of this hacker group, and he wrote these poems about cows and freedom.
So what about Kristen?
Google him, and you'll see why I think he's a nut.
He's making a lot of noise, but that sometimes is very superficial. Gillibrand, the lady from Minnesota, whose name I can't remember.
Klobuchar is a better choice for him. And Kirsten Gillibrand has not been able to crack an egg. She's just not, for whatever reason, she's not resonating. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She barely moves the needle in New York.
I mean, Klobuchar.
Klobuchar is more closely aligned with Biden, and the reason why he probably isn't looking in that direction, number one, she's a declared candidate for president, but number two, she's just as moderate as he is, and he is going to need someone that's going to satisfy the far left of the party, because that's where the energy is in the party.
So then they look at Kamala.
Kamala's also now being seen moderate. It's so bizarre.
Oh, is she?
But
yeah.
Kamala,
she's
I don't moderate? Think Kamala would take a second, I don't think she would take the second chair to him, though.
I think she could very well be the candidate, actually.
She really fashions herself to be the president, and I don't see her.
What a mindless egotist, as far as I'm concerned. That's the way I describe her. 16 past the hour. Good thoughts and thinking here on the DJV show.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Here's a deal from Sprint that you won't want to miss. Right now, when you switch to Sprint, we'll give you $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The card is issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. That's right, $50 for each new phone you lease when you bring your number to Sprint. And when you get a new iPhone, you get an incredible new iPad for $99, plus a $100 prepaid MasterCard. And don't miss all the other great deals you'll find waiting for you. Visit a Sprint store this weekend only for sizzling Sprint Saturday deals. Cards require 60 days of service before card ships. iPad 6th Gen 32GB 417 per month after $15 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale. Offer not available everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So, from the update department, I'm wondering about this wrestling ref. This is an old story that's sort of been recirculated, an example of something when people get a hold of this information. It seems, I suppose it's applicable. The story's applicable to a point. Didn't know the story. This wrestling ref told a high school wrestler to either cut his hair or forfeit the match. And when we talked about it, somebody sent me a note on our Facebook connection, facebook.com/DJV, that I didn't know what I was talking about. Or I always love this. You ought to know what you're talking about before you talk about it. Well, if you don't know that you don't know what you're talking about, and I don't know that I didn't know, and I'm not still sure that I didn't know what I was talking about. It would seem to me that having dreadlocks was dangerous. We said something. I mean, I understood. I didn't understand why dreadlocks were allowed in the first place and why this it went as far as it did, why he was wrestling all season with dreadlocks.
All of us said that. How did it get to the point where, you know, his coach didn't say anything, the other matches, the other referees, and then this one referee was the only one who seemed to have a problem with it? And that's where all of us were kind of scratching our heads on that.
Right. So anyway, the latest is this guy's owed $100,000. He claims he's owed $100,000 for how do you get that kind of a debt doing ref game, refing wrestling matches? Seems like the guy's a little bit of a cuckamonga. 21 after the hour. Thank you for your input, though.
Call Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Melissa Etheridge has a new single out, Music Time, 24 at the hour, on the DJV Show. Jennifer and Victoria, Kara and I enjoying with you this song called Wild and Lonely. Comes up from her forthcoming album due out the 12th of next month called The Medicine Show. It's a video that comes along with the song, filmed while she was performing live during a recent English tour date. She said in a press statement she was touching on themes from her past, but with a new perspective. The line, quote, "an angry craving seeps into my skin," according to her explanation, was like old school Melissa. Fun for me to play with me now, for her to play with angst. She's 57, said the whole song is about being on the road, being hungry and wanting. She continued, "I wanted the album to have a sound, a feel. Wild and Lonely really dialed that in for me. Song is the perfect example of the sound I wanted." So let's listen to this a little bit and see what we think of it.
Don't you want to save me? Don't you want to save me?
Stoners will like this. The album as a whole dealing with her attitude toward her own well-being, specifically her use of cannabis. This echoes her longtime advocacy for the legalization of pot around the country. She embarks on a U.S. tour starting the 29th, which is next Friday. So
I think she has her own strain of weed, too. She started smoking when she had breast cancer.
When you're the big time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
She, I feel like it was with Willie Nelson. I think they partnered on that. But
I wouldn't be surprised.
She's been an advocate since she had breast cancer.
Yeah, and Willie's been an advocate since he was 13, I think. Circumstance. What'd you start to say, Jennifer?
No, I said that's how you know you made it, when you have your own strain of marijuana named.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, big time.
I'm guessing that Mavis Staples does not have her own strain of marijuana. I'm guessing Mavis Staples probably has never used the wacky weed. I'm betting maybe some of the members in her family, the Staples singers, have. Here's a lady that continues to amaze. She's 80 years old, and she's been on the road. She's been, I saw her in Farm Aid in Chicago 4 years ago, and I thought, wow, this lady's still at it, and 4 years later, she's still at it. And I mean, really at it. She's all over the place.
She's everywhere. Yeah.
She's announced details of We Get By, a new studio album produced by Ben Harper, the singer, following her collection from a couple of years ago called If All I Was Black. The album marks the latest in a lot of creativity from her. We Get By album of originals written by Mr. Harper for Mavis Staples. The album's lead single is called Change, which is what we're listening to now. Let's crank it up. Addresses gun violence, civil rights, that sort of thing. This is not a typical Mavis Staples song, actually. But it's
bluesier, a lot bluesier.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So she says,
blue is the color, one is the number, now is the time. Gonna change around here, gotta change.
They've collaborated before. She said these songs are delivering such a strong message. We truly need to make a change if we want the world to be better. Everybody agrees with that. That's a good theme. She wrote Love and Trust on an album a couple of years ago, Living on a High Note. It was written by Harper. She told Rolling Stone that Harper has inspired her to try skateboarding. I've seen my friend Ben skateboarding, and I said, Ben, I'm scared for you on that thing. And he said, well, Mavis, it's beautiful. You got to try it. Meanwhile, We'll Get By is going to hit the stores on the 10th of May. Mavis Staples here on the DJV program.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Hey, cyber criminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into Jared Kushner's use of private email and the messaging program WhatsApp to conduct official government business.
This is outrageous.
Congressman Anthony Brown of Maryland is a member of the House Armed Services and House Ethics Committees.
It not only violates the Presidential Records Act, which is, you know, just intended to kind of memorialize and capture official communications, but given Mr. Kushner's background where he had his security clearance application denied by then Chief of Staff John Kelly, only to be overridden by his father-in-law, the president, it certainly raises national security concerns.
President Trump has overturned a long-standing U.S. policy regarding the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, saying that after 52 years, it's time to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty over that region. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Step forward again on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the Three Musketeers, opposed to the Three Musketeers. And see Jennifer with Mickey Mouse hat on, Victoria, the kid, Mickey Mouse hat, Kara. Kara, did you ever go to a Disneyland or a Disney World?
I went once when I was seven. We took a train down there. It took a couple days, and it was kind of miserable. But yes, I've been once.
Really?
Probably the reason why I've only been once.
Ah, really? All right, what about you, Victoria? What's your Mickey Mouse experience?
I don't really care about Mickey Mouse. We went down to Disney World in Florida, I think one time as well. I wasn't seven. I was definitely a little older than that. But I liked Epcot a lot more than the other stuff. I liked the countries and all that kind of stuff. So, but again, we did it once. People go every year, and I think that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. It is. It takes a lot.
But I really do want to go back because I want to go to the Harry Potter.
Yeah, take me with you when you go.
I know.
That's what I want to go to.
We'll hop on a miserable train, Kara, and we'll go down to Disney World.
Well, Jennifer's from the land of Disney. I'm wondering what Miles went for his first time a couple of weeks ago and had, by all accounts, quite a good time. What about you, Jennifer? You remember the first time you went down to Disney?
I don't remember the first time, but I know, I've been a lot of times. I used to have an annual pass and that a few times. It was always fun to go. I think my best Disney memories are with my dad. My dad and I will go down there sometimes and, you know, it would be like a dad and Jen day, so that was always a lot of fun. And we took my grandparents once. That was a great trip that sticks out. And I don't know. It was just, you know, when you grew up in Southern California, Disney used to be pretty, it was never affordable, but it was much more affordable than it is now. So you could go a little bit more often. Now it's really expensive and it's a special occasion or you have to get an annual pass. So that's, it's great. I love it. I'm a Disney girl.
Makes reference.
I was there for the opening of the new park. I was there for the new California Adventure Park. Just fun. But I like, in Florida, I too like Epcot a lot, and I like MGM, and it's weird for me to go to the Magic Kingdom in Florida because you're constantly making the comparisons with Disneyland, and it's kind of interesting to see. The one in Florida is so much more spread out because they just have more physical real estate there.
I like Disneyland.
I've always wanted to go to Universal in California. I've never been, I haven't done that.
Yeah, that's fun. Very regimented, though, kind of. You get in on the lines, could drive you nuts. Woof. Crazy, crazy. All right, so, Victoria, let's bring ourselves around to something from the, well, not the Disneyland isn't the real world, but it isn't really the real world. What's going on in the real world?
Well, it's some interesting new research that has been done on pickup trucks and the safety of pickup trucks. And it turns out, according to new research, to a new study that has just been released, that people who are passengers in modern pickup trucks have a higher risk of injury or death than the drivers do. And they say that the majority of two-row pickup trucks struggle to maintain their structure in a new round of crash tests designed to gauge what happens when the front right corner of the vehicle smashes something. And this is, of course, all done by the Institute for Highway Safety. And they've been performing driver-side tests, and drivers actually are a lot safer in these tests that they've done since 2012. And when the left corner collides with another vehicle, hits another object, the driver was okay. The passenger was not. And so of the five pickups that had a what they call marginal performance, four were General Motors vehicles, the Chevrolet Silverado 1500, the Chevrolet Colorado, the GMC Canyon, and the GMC Sierra 1500. And the other was the Nissan Frontier. So those are the ones that didn't really score that well. And so if you are in the market for one of these cars or trucks, do some extra research into the safety of them for sure. If you're going to have passengers with you a lot.
All right. That's something I don't. And in terms of me and the pickup trucks, I have one.
Do you have the kind that have the two rows of seats?
Yes. I have a Ford. Let me think. How many of these trucks have two? Actually, most of them. I have a 250 that's a single row of seats. I have a 150 that's a single row, and I have a 150 that's two rows. I have a 350 that's two rows. I have a 550 that's two rows.
Well, you often see, you know, these are very functional trucks for, you know, construction workers, landscapers, things like that. So you often see a lot of workers sitting in the back seat of these vehicles. So it's apparently that's where the real danger is if it gets into a crash.
But the Chevy is worse than the Ford and the Dodge. Is that what you're saying in that category?
Ford is better. The ones that Ford's okay.
Safer.
The five that were named were two of the Chevys, two of the GMC, and one of the Nissan Frontier.
Those were the most dangerous. Did they have anything about Toyotas? Because the only person I know who has a pickup truck is a Toyota Tacoma, and
my brother has that same car.
I ride in the back seat of that occasionally.
Yep.
So.
A lot of people like those.
Toyotas.
Honda's an awful. The Nissan, the Hondas, those are crap. Those are awful.
I didn't know Honda made a pickup truck.
Yeah, it's awful. The Chevy, all of those, basically, all the GM ones, the Chevy and the GM, they're all the same truck, just different labels on them. It's all the same truck. Same wheelbase, it's the same, you know, they come down the same line, you just put different stickers on them, but they're all the same truck. So that's kind of damning for them. They've been gaining because the engines, the new engines, the diesel engines anyway, and the Chevy and GM trucks are better than the Fords, the diesel engines. But Ford still, even though they had a horror show when it came to diesel engines from 2002 to actually just a couple of years ago, people stood by them. For whatever the reason. I don't know, there's good advertising. I don't think they're not anything special anymore, but they're fairly reliable. What's coming up is the Dodge Ram. A lot of people like them more than anything else in terms of something new, as they seem to have the engines are much better, and the trucks themselves kind of a little more stylish. Is that kind of stylish in a way? As we're in the business world, let's talk about Payless shoes. We always like to tease Jennifer because she was the biggest customer they have ever had.
They really let me down when they moved away, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Designer Shoe Warehouse, known also as DSW, did not do well.
That's where I go now. That's where I go. Yeah, that's where I get most of my stuff.
They didn't do well over the holidays, but they've developed, it seems, a strategy to avoid going down the same road that Payless has gone down. They lost $46 million over the last quarter. They had to run promotions to clear out all the merchandise they had. I wonder if part of that is buying shoes online, frankly. Is that part
of
the... Yeah. I don't understand how people buy shoes online without being able to try them on.
Well, if you know a brand that fits you well, it's not that difficult, but... Yeah, but I like
shoes.
Going into DSW. I like that actually being in the store. Yes,
well,
it's laid out very well. Yeah,
you're the typical customer then. 69% of the sales at DSW are women's shoes, and that's $3 billion a year in sales. So they're trying to add experiences to the stores. They began testing out nail salons in two of their stores in Columbus.
That's weird.
Working, go buy
though.
A pair of shoes. And
I think it's kind of brilliant because every single time any woman gets a manicure pedicure, you're automatically in a much better mood. And if there are shoes right there that you could buy, I think it's genius.
Yes. Spend more money if you feel good, right?
Right.
Just buy
exactly,
a more expensive. Yeah.
100%. Yep.
Yeah.
So
and the millennials seem to be.
Right.
The millennials seem to be the big shoppers there. Carol, where you buy your shoes?
Sometimes I go to DSW for like sandals or heels. Other places,
but not
that
serious
are,
shoes.
Well, I guess I don't know what. Maybe I don't buy any serious shoes.
I got a great deal on my Adidas running shoes there at DSW too.
Yeah, they do have a good selection. And the thing I like better about them than Payless, I think their shoes are a bit trendier. They'll have cute running shoes. They've got cute
heels.
They're
higher quality.
Yeah, they're a little higher quality.
Well, they're real brands, too.
Yeah, and they've got Vans and Converse and stuff like that. So they do have real brands. So, yeah, I like them. I don't know if I would get a manicure or pedicure there. I'd be curious to know how high of the quality the salon services are. But it might be kind of fun, maybe.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Anything that's different. You got to try stuff. When you're in business these days, you got to try something different. Do something different. And that's kind of one of the reasons the DJV show has been accepted, because we have an idea here that isn't duplicated by anybody. Three young, intelligent women with the old guy. It's kind of not a bad
thing.
That's
our new marketing campaign.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't use that for your dating profile, that's for sure.
No, I won't. Well, I don't consider myself to be an old guy. I'm just older than you are, that's all. The podcast, by the way, they're fun at djvshow.com. The most recent one we have up there now, discussing Mike Trout's signing of this contract with the Angels. Good God. How much is it, Jennifer?
$426 million? No, $426 million, yeah. I think, $426 million. Over 12 years. Yeah.
Find that. The podcast is at djvshow.com, or you can download, rate, and describe it on iTunes. Just search for the DJV Show, 44 after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. As we approach the 75th anniversary of D-Day, author Giles Milton's latest book, Soldier, Sailor, Frogman, Spy, Airman, Gangster, Killer, Die, How the Allies Won on D-Day, offers a groundbreaking account of the first 24 hours of the D-Day invasion, told by a symphony of incredible accounts of unknown and unheralded members of the Allied and Axis forces.
This bold new historical account narrates the events of June 6, 1944, through the tales of survivors from all sides. This authentic human story, Allied, German, and French, has never been told. We spoke with him about his remarkable new book.
The story of D-Day was written by the generals, by the strategists, by, you know, those who'd had a good education. And these, the lads on the beach who actually made it happen, who were actually there shooting their way through German strong points, they never got any of the recognition. I came across one American on Omaha Beach, Jack Ellery, he was called. He said, I read all these accounts by the generals of all the heroics they performed on D-Day on Omaha Beach. He said, well, I was there, and I never saw any of them. Men like Jack Ellery, who led a small band of men up the cliffs behind Omaha Beach, knocking out German strong points. It was men like him who won D-Day for the Allies. They never got the recognition they deserved, and many of them never even got the medals they deserved. And so I suppose in some ways my book, I wanted to produce a tribute to those men, to the men whose voices hadn't been heard and should have been heard.
That's author Giles Milton on his new book, Soldier, Sailor, Frogman, Spy, Airman, Gangster, Kill or Die, How the Allies Won on D-Day, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so ladies, what do we think about this survey of teenagers, which concludes that most teens feel like they're facing serious mental health concerns? 13 to 17-year-olds were asked if anxiety and depression were a problem. 70% called it a major problem. 26% saw it as a minor problem. Did you feel like you were anxious as a teenager, Jennifer?
My anxiety started in my 20s. Really, like, serious anxiety. So, no, I did not experience that as a teenager. Other than the normal stresses and angst of being a teenager, real stuff, and that's what I think a lot of these kids go, oh, yeah, I'm depressed, too, because, you know, my friends are depressed.
Yeah, I don't know that they know what depression is. I think that's part of it.
Yeah. I don't think you really know it until you're really in it, and then you go, oh, that was nothing. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm not trying to diminish their claims. I just think that when you're young, you think everything that you have for the first time is always the worst or the biggest or the best or whatever, and I think life tells you what that really is after a while.
Mm-hmm. You think they've got lots more to look forward to in terms of depression?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I think what's interesting, Jen, that you said that it didn't hit you until your 20s is that apparently that's how it happens for a lot of people. Mid-20s, that part of the brain is actually when it goes into full gear.
The cortex part. 20, let's wait a minute. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After the hour now, it's TikTok time. On the, if it sounds like I'm saying TikTok, I say it quickly because it sounds cool when I say it's TikTok time on the DJV program. It's all about technology, updates on important stories that affect you. Victoria Keelan is here because she's got a lot of expertise. She has credibility. So let's get started with AT&T and Comcast. Got something that will be considered good, I think, by most folks. Don't you, Victoria?
I do. I think this is a step in the right direction. AT&T and Comcast are partnering to authenticate calls made between their two networks, letting customers know when it's a genuine caller or when it's a spam call. Now, this won't cover every AT&T and Comcast customer call, but it is a step in the right direction to battling what we all know is a massive number of robocalls that we all deal with every single day. I get robocalls in Chinese now. It's
good
out
God.
Of hand. Wow. AT&T says the deal is likely the nation's first to authenticate calls between two providers, and both companies said they hope to have the system up and running for customers later this year. The new protocol works by using digital certificates to verify whether a call is actually coming from where it says it is. Now, it's unclear still how they'll be able to tell us whether the call is spam or not, but likely it'll have an identifier that will show up when you look at your cell phone or if you have Comcast cable. You know, my parents have Comcast. Every time the home phone rings, the caller ID comes up on the TV screen. So there will be some sort of notification to let you know if it is a legitimate call. The only problem here is that this only counts between calls made between these two networks. Comcast. The technology doesn't exist yet for all of the providers to work together. And until that happens, we're really not going to see the end of robocalls. And in kind of a funny little extra twist, yesterday while he was on stage speaking at a panel at an event, AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson was actually interrupted on the stage by a robocall. And he paused the interview in front of dozens of people to basically say, hey, look, it's on my Apple Watch. I'm getting a spam call right now. No one is safe from this. And so everyone is obviously motivated. Ajit Pai, who's the chairman of the FCC, has come out and swinging because he's annoyed that he keeps getting all these robocalls himself. So this is obviously a problem that this is a nonpartisan. It's not even bipartisan, just nonpartisan. Everyone can agree that this is a huge problem. T-Mobile is also slowly launching a system for calls on their network, and Sprint says they're going to be testing stuff out later this year. But again, until all of these networks can link up, if you're calling from T-Mobile to a Verizon customer, there's nothing that's going to stop that robocall or that spam.
Wow. All right. It's pretty amazing. It's a big problem, actually. I have
it's huge.
The same
yep.
stuff happens to me all the time. It's a real pain. LG releasing a new tech-savvy ice cream maker. Oh, yum. Let's listen to this.
The Geek Out.
Kitchen countertop pod-powered coffee machines like Keurig are all the rage these days, and we've seen prototypes of pods that can make beer, cocktails, and other foodstuffs. But recently, LG showed off something they call Snow White. It's a concept using that same pod-based idea, but for making ice cream. Actually, they claim based on the pod you use, the machine can also squirt out gelato or yogurt. The company says the idea of using the pod convenience found in making coffee can now press out delicious dessert in 5 minutes and then clean itself afterwards. Now, the unit shown was not a working model, but it was one of the most covered items from the recent South by Southwest. And if you want to see LG's Snow White Dream Machine, we've posted a link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, let's get back to this, Victoria, with a story about Apple getting into the streaming business.
Yep. Apple's getting ready to launch a TV and movie streaming service, which means they have to put together a pretty expansive catalog of original content. They have spent $1 billion on original programming because they have a lot of catching up to do to Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime. They have all been releasing their own original programming for years now. And Disney is also expected to unveil a streaming service called Disney Plus that comes out next month. NBC Universal is releasing their own streaming service in 2020. And, of course, the benefit that Disney and NBC has, they've got a huge catalog of popular shows already that have aired on their network, so it makes it more difficult for Apple. But Apple's reportedly sticking to a family-friendly approach, no nudity, no swearing, and they even, a recent episode of their Carpool Karaoke version was pulled because it had some naughty language in it, so they're really heading towards the kid-friendly. And the most buzzed about Apple original drama so far is a series called The Morning Show. It stars Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, and Steve Carell.
All right. There it is. I'm all set for that feature. It's the creature feature. 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.